Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show,
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show podcast, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, and I host mornings on the Ant. Nerd talk, news, and more. Trying to get a new episode of the full 90 Soccer Time podcast done as well, because soccer! Oh man, Florida, you are a hot mess! MLS is supposed to play there. Sounders are supposed to return down there. NBA also. Then there's a soccer tournament that starts this weekend for the National Women's Soccer League, NWSL. Is that what it is? Damn it. I should know. The Orlando team had to back out of it after like six players and four coaches tested positive for COVID-19. In Orlando, the place where these tournaments are supposed to happen. What a mess. I feel terrible for the athletes and coaches and everything in those organizations, because here's a chance to go to Utah and get the season going and maybe generate a little bit of that revenue that you need from actually playing and getting the sponsors out, etc. And that's canceled. But also, you're about to send a bunch of industries to Florida because it's, quote, safe. I don't know if it's much safer anywhere else, to be honest, but I guess we're just over it, huh? I wonder what the rest of the world is really like when it comes to COVID-19. Anyway, we got our N masks in. They're, you know, the masks that you wear to keep your germs from going everywhere. And we got those in, and they look awesome. So a plug for my own brand, but if you want a sweet-looking mask, 1077then.com. It's got the N logo on it. It's just beautiful and bright and cool, and I'm really super happy with it. Like, I was so excited when it showed up. I just immediately threw it on my face and started taking pictures like an idiot. All right, so the Capitol Hill protest zone, can we call it Chips? Like the 70s and 80s television show? If you don't know that one, look it up. Anyway, the Capitol Hill protester zone is devolving. A third night of shootings. The suggestions that perhaps the porous nature of the chop is allowing people to come in and settle scores, knowing that the cops aren't going to be able to respond. That sucks. If that's true, that's crazy. Oh, boy. Anyway, the mayor said she's going to step up and do something about it, that the cops are coming back to the East Precinct. Hear more about that.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, just shy of 200 new COVID-19 confirmed infections in Washington state. Sadly, six more people have died. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin spoke yesterday along with the police chief and fire chief. Just a bunch of stuff with very few specifics. CHOP will be shut down. She didn't give a date, though. First, they're going to scale back, working with community leaders to quiet it down by 8 p.m. nightly, in a hope to return the neighborhood to the residents of the neighborhood, following a weekend of very dangerous shootings and fisticuffs. Cops are moving back into the East Precinct. Again, no date given. Police will also be reinforced with trained counselors, taking burden off of cops to respond to all types of calls when somebody with different type of training would potentially be able to handle it differently. The Washington State Fair is looking at ideas for how they can host drive-in concerts this summer at the Puyallup Fairgrounds. You buy a ticket, stuff your family of up to eight into your obviously massive car, and go check out some live music. Do you just like roll down the windows for sound? Huh. Expect artists to be announced as soon as this morning, with tickets going on sale a week from today and performances mid-July. And it's very confusing, but baseball looks like it's going to be back after MLB presented a plan for a 60-game, extremely shortened season with some perks, and the players' union promptly rejected it. Well, MLB is rolling ahead with it. If play actually gets underway, like other sports, the games will be played to empty stadiums. Or like fans in Tampa call it, a normal day of baseball.
just got news.
I don't even know what to do with the idea that we might have baseball back and there would be, I mean, jokes aside, no one there. I can't even imagine how. I can't imagine a future where baseball exists, to be honest with you. I want it to because I love going to Mariners games. But it just seems like at every step, it's not going well. We know football is just going to push on through and be like, screw you, there's no virus, we're doing this. But baseball is, you know, I guess if there's one sport that is open to a two-screen experience where you can be on your phone at the ballpark and not be paying attention to the game, it's baseball. You got good commentators in your ear going on telling you what's happening. I guess that's that. It's just, it's so slow. It doesn't lend itself very well to modernizing, huh? I guess there's a certain portion of people who want to unplug from all the distractions of life, and that'll work out. I just hope baseball can come back. I just don't know if that's possible or not. I have zero excitement for it returning this year for some reason. I'm more pumped about Formula One happening, Lando Norris, Twitch streaming laps to prepare and stuff. Super cool. I want a home racing rig. I want to get good at iRacing. More importantly, I want my kid to do it. He's going to be a giant, so I don't think he'll be able to actually race cars. Got to be small for that stuff, but it'd be cool if he could do it on a video game. Speaking of video games, the most Seattle video game ever just went into alpha testing. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! A local programmer spent the last couple years developing the most Seattle game ever. It's based on fixing Seattle traffic. Dude, you have spent too much time on Reddit. AB Street is the name, and it looks sort of like, I don't know, like an old SimCity overhead game, only you get to tweak intersections, add bus lanes, and see how every decision you make ultimately proves that we're screwed for having too many dang cars in too little space. A little further down, high five and written, Magic the Gathering is eliminating a handful of cards from production that are pretty problematic. One such card is called Invoke Prejudice, and it depicts, quote, figures in white robes and pointed hoods, an image that evoked the Ku Klux Klan for many people, reports the Washington Post. Yikes. Weirdly, that card and five others like it that are getting banned will now become collectibles. Great. And finally, here's a terrifying headline from IFLScience.com. Scientists make bigger monkey brains with the help of a human gene. That's what we need to do, is mess with animal brain sizes. Next batch of astronauts that return from the ISS show up to an ultra-smart race of big brain monkeys on horses. Is that your plan, science? Or is it more 80s Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom? You're just trying to get more brains per monkey skull appetizer. Ugh. Nerd talk, yeah! Thanks for hanging out. My brain's not on right today. Maybe I need that monkey brain thing, huh? Yeah. Don't eat my brains. Humans or zombies. Thank you.
This is the end of the show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.